Good morning and welcome to another edition of Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. I want to begin today by thanking Christy McManamy for pinch hitting for me last weekend. She did a terrific job with our friends at Rooted Boutique. And today, I want to begin by thanking Justin Barker, our producer on the other side of the glass at Powell Broadcasting. I also want to thank our longtime sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, today we have a gentleman who really needs very little introduction in our Siouxland community, Mr. Craig Berenstein, now Councilman Craig Berenstein. Craig, of course, served on the council a number of years ago, served for a term as the mayor of Sioux City, and was recently reelected to the Sioux City City Council and sworn in early January. Councilman Berenstein, welcome back to Grow Siouxland.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Great to have you in studio with us this morning. Thank you for carving out a little bit of your time. From what I know, even though you've retired from practicing law and being involved in banking and finance, you remain busy with family and grandchildren and now city council. We're going to get into that over the course of our half-hour program today. But as we do each and every Saturday morning, we begin by introducing our guest to our listening audience. And although I know the answer to most of these questions, not everyone listening does. Tell us where you grew up.
I grew up in Sioux City. I was actually born in Iowa City, Iowa, when my dad was in law school. My dad graduated from the University of Iowa and actually had a brief job in Des Moines for a brief period. And then we moved to Sioux City in the early 60s. And so my twin brother and I were raised here. And I grew up here, went to elementary school, middle school, or junior high as it was known in those days, and high school at North High. And then in 1978, when I graduated, I left and went to the University of Iowa for both my undergraduate and my law degree.
Yeah, and if you think that you get to speed through your childhood that expeditiously on this program, you're dead wrong. So let's go back to your father. Where's your dad from originally?
My dad is, he really grew up in a number of different communities. He was raised in Des Moines in large part, which is where he graduated from Des Moines Roosevelt, but he lived in Kansas City, and he lived in other markets. My grandfather was actually in retail. He managed the Three Sisters chains of retail women's stores. And so my dad would move around a lot. They lived in Ames. They lived in Wisconsin, lived in Minneapolis. But for the most part, my dad would say that he grew up in Des Moines.
And how about your mother?
My mother grew up in Waterloo. She was pretty stationary. Her father had a number of different jobs. They came to the United States in the early 1900s. And my mom was born and raised and lived in Waterloo. And then actually she knew my dad in the high school years when she lived in Waterloo and my dad was in Ames and Des Moines. But then they re-met in Iowa City when they were both in school.
Oh, small world. And your brother, Greg, mm-hmm. And I know you're identical twins.
We are.
And growing up, people confused you a lot.
They did. They confused us. We, especially when we were younger, we were closer to the same size, very identical in looks. Greg is now about a half inch taller than me, weighs maybe 5 or 6 pounds more than me. But we still look quite a bit alike. As a matter of fact, when we were sworn in early January, I was making a comment and many people were confusing us during the campaigning process. And of course, when I was on the council before, Greg lived in Chicago, so there wasn't a lot of confusion, but I would remind Greg to be cognizant of the fact that people may come up to him. During the campaigning, there were a number of people that were coming up to Greg asking him about the campaign. And I was suggesting that that was okay, because if they had complaints, they could assert them to Greg. If there were compliments, they could find me and search me out.
The perfect way to handle an identical twin on the campaign trail. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Our guest today is Councilman Craig Berenstein, recently reelected, if you will, after a respite of a number of years. And Craig, tell me a little bit about your family.
So I'd mentioned my dad before, who was an attorney in Sioux City. He passed away in 2023, had a very successful career, very committed to this community, which is in large part the manner in which I became committed to this community, whether it was as an attorney, whether it was community orientation with regard to economic development and growth, community mindedness. But I was trained very well in understanding the importance of community from my dad. And my mom, as I said earlier, grew up in Waterloo. We came here in the early 60s, and they have just loved Sioux City. You know, you'd mentioned earlier not avoiding the years that I grew up here, and Sioux City was a wonderful place to be raised. The friends, the families that we became associated with, the opportunity to participate in both school activities, extracurricular activities was phenomenal.
Yes, and tell me about your wife and your children.
My wife is Julie. She's a preschool teacher in the Heenland system. She, prior to about 7 years ago, she had her own preschool system known as the Children's School that was initially associated with Briarcliff University. After about 7 or 8 years associated with Briarcliff University, they disbanded from that organization. She ran her own program for a number of years ago, and then 7 years ago, she decided to join the Heenland system when they reached out to her to ask if she would be interested in participating.
And a shout out to Miss Julie.
Miss Julie.
She was the preschool teacher for all of my wife and I's 6 children, and they adore her, and she's a great asset to our Siouxland community.
She really is. She is passionate about what she does. This will likely be her last year. We have...
Yeah, we've heard that before.
Yeah, a year ago, I thought she was going to retire, and I actually was traveling, and I called her that evening, and she told me that she decided to sign her contract for one more year, and so... But I'm fairly certain that this will be her last year. We have one grandchild currently in Sioux City, another on the way in Sioux City, and then a third on the way in Kansas City with our daughter. So I'm guessing that Julie's going to want a little bit more flexibility to travel and help our kids.
And you mentioned your children. Tell us a little bit about your son and daughter.
My son, Alex, is an attorney in Sioux City with the Crary Huff Law Firm, loves being back in Sioux City. He and his wife have one child, Will, who will be 2 this May. He's a wonderful little boy. Julie and I get a number of opportunities to spend time with Will on a regular basis. Generally, we watch him on Wednesday nights when Alex goes to play basketball and Kaylee likes to go to workout classes. But we see him very often during the week, and it's just an absolute joy for us to be with him. And then our daughter, Abby, is in Kansas City. She's married to also an attorney who is in a small private practice, a small plaintiff's firm. Abby's been there for a number of years and absolutely loves the Kansas City market, and Julie and I love to go visit.
You know, Craig, your father, the patriarch of the Berenstein family, was an attorney. Both you and your brother Greg are attorneys. Your son Alex is an attorney. Abby was a paralegal.
Correct.
Married an attorney. What is it about your family that has such a passion for the law?
You know, I was actually speaking to a class at North High yesterday, and they asked me if I, growing up, always thought that I would be an attorney. And I said that the reality is that I really didn't know that I wanted to be an attorney, but that's what I grew up with. You know, my dad was an attorney. I saw the passion that he had for his clients, the joy that he had for helping them in the aspects of the legal world that they needed help and assistance with. And it just became a natural flow for me. I think it was the same for Alex. Alex, I think, felt that because his grandfather and his father and his uncle were in law, that it probably was natural for him. And it's been a very natural progression for Alex to grow and develop in the Crary Huff firm. When Abby told us that she was dating and very serious with a young man in Kansas City, and we had met Nick a couple times, but when we started spending more time with them, I said to her, you had to find another attorney. I said, you couldn't have found a medical doctor. But it's pretty natural, and it's pretty neat to spend time with Nick and Abby and visit with him about his career as well.
You know, you talk about your father, Marvin Berenstein, well known for establishing a law firm in our community. Also served on the Board of Regents at the appointment of Governor Branstad, was deeply engaged in our community, and a good friend of my father. And as we both know, they celebrated a lot of birthdays together because they shared the same day and the same year.
Correct.
So shout out to my dad, Dr. Jerry McGowan, born on December 9th, 1936.
Right.
Same day as Marvin Berenstein.
Correct.
And Marvin, Zena, and Jerry and Cheryl spent a lot of birthdays together. And a shout out to your mother. We wish her the very best. She looks terrific.
She does. And the same to yours. Mom is doing great.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Mr. Craig Berenstein. Craig is now Councilman Berenstein again. Craig served a number of terms on the city council a few years back, including a term as our mayor. He was reelected to the city council after a respite this past fall and sworn in early January. We'll be back with Councilman Berenstein after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. And now, celebrating 20 years in commercial property, the largest and highest producing real estate in Siouxland. Speak with Chris Bogenreve, President, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, and Madison Craighead. NAI has your answers for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you. Celebrating 20 years. Learn more at NAIUnited.com.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. If you were with us in the first half of the program, you know our guest today is Councilman Craig Berenstein. And folks, quick reminder, as you wake up today, it's Valentine's Day. So don't forget the loved ones in your life. Plenty of opportunities to still get out there and pick up that last minute Valentine's Day gift for those for whom you care and love the most. Our guest on this Valentine's Day edition of Grow Siouxland, as I said a moment ago, is Councilman Craig Berenstein. And Craig, in the first half of the program, we covered that you grew up here and participated in growing up in the Northside neighborhood of Herbert Hoover Middle School, North High School. I know that both you and your brother Greg were outstanding tennis players, on to the University of Iowa for undergrad and law school, and then returned home to practice law for quite a number of years. You also had a stint as general counsel at Wells Enterprises, and then kind of capped out your career with a role in banking and finance. And I'd like to visit with you for just a minute about your decision the first time to go into public service and seek elected office.
To your point, Chris, I had a wonderful career working with my dad and others in the Berenstein firm. And I so enjoyed working for my clients and addressing the issues that they had. I did spend a number of years at Wells Enterprises with the Wells family, and that was a wonderful opportunity for me to grow and develop as general counsel, as internal counsel. I returned to Sioux City for the opportunity to spend the latter part of my legal career. And then I did spend 6 or 7 years working for Heritage Bank in Sioux City. And then when they transitioned to new ownership a year ago, that's when I decided to retire from that form of career, which also lent itself to the opportunity to run for city council again.
And it's interesting, how many years were in between the end of your first tenure on the council and this new one?
So I ended my first two terms on city council at the end of 2007. So I served at the beginning of 2000 to the end of 2007. So those were my initial 8 years. And then when I ran again and was fortunate to win again in November, was about 18, 19 years.
It's hard to believe, but here you are, recently reelected, and I think that you were the top vote getter, so that has to be somewhat fulfilling and I would think gratifying for an elected official to be brought back to be the top vote getter after you've already served.
It was very heartwarming. You know, when I was contemplating the decision to run again, I visited with my family, I visited with friends, and I had a genuine concern that after 18 years, was there an appetite for Craig Berenstein to run again and win again. And when I went through the process, I was very gratified to know that I had significant amount of support. But in politics, as you know, you never know what the outcome is going to be. So I had a great team with me. We worked very hard, and we were very fortunate to be the top vote getters in November.
And Craig, let's talk about your platform. What are your top priorities as a newly elected member of the city council?
I think it's important because I think it tends to be the driver for all success, and that is appropriate support and oversight of use of public funds, the budget, the taxation process. I think if council members are cognizant of managing our budget, addressing the tax implications and the fee implications to our residents, we will do a good job to manage all aspects of managing a municipality. Within the concept of adequate and appropriate use of public funds, quality of life, economic development, and beautification of our community are critical. And then, of course, unwavering support for our police department and our fire department.
And, you know, you and I have a history working on economic development together. I'm reminded of the work that we did to land Quest, probably going back 20 years. It's hard to believe it's been that long.
Correct.
But that building was vacant for a period of time, and working with then Speaker of the House Christopher Rance, and I believe Max Phillips was the Iowa CEO or president for the Quest division in this state. But there's a good history there, and I think you really understand the importance of selling a community when you're engaged in economic development.
Chris, you and I have been friends for a long time, since our days growing up in Sioux City, and I think we have a kind of a symbiotic relationship in terms of what's necessary for a community to grow and develop and to prosper. And I think we both recognize, with your background and my development as both an attorney and on the city council prior, economic development is a key driver. And so I've been so excited to get back into the city council with the opportunity to participate in economic development growth and opportunities as well.
It's a priority for you now. I understand that you're trying to make sure that we continue to grow as a community. I also understand that while on the campaign trail, there are a number of issues and challenges that presented themselves. What are the areas that you're focusing on when you say, hey, we can do a little bit better?
During the campaign process, I was able to share with individuals and groups that I was meeting with, I think we have a prime opportunity in our healthcare community. When Unity Point St. Luke's made the decision to acquire Mercy, I think that was a critical decision both for Unity Point as a system, Unity Point St. Luke's, and our community as a whole. And I think it lends itself to an opportunity for us to work with our entire healthcare community to improve healthcare, to improve Sioux City and Northwest Iowa as with a healthy city initiative. And I think it also lends itself to an incredible economic development opportunity.
Craig, we have an interim city manager in Mike Collette. The previous council had some challenges in finding someone to succeed Bob Padmore. Mike Collette has stepped up and I think by all accounts done an exceptional job. What do you and the members of the council see in that role going forward?
We've not had a chance as a council to visit about what we see either short-term or long-term for that position, but I can tell you that I think Mike Collette is an excellent interim city manager, and if he shows interest in the position on a full-time basis, I think he would be strongly considered.
Let's talk for a moment about the different hats that you're going to wear as a member of the city council, and then we'll get into your vision. You're a past chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. You know this organization very well. You're a past member of the board of directors of the Siouxland Initiative, the tri-state leader in regional economic development. You have roles with both of those organizations. Tell us about why those were a priority for you and what you hope to contribute.
I feel very fortunate that as the council was coming together in early January, and we were discussing opportunities for external outreach in the community. Of course, as council members, we serve on probably 5 to 6 additional boards, commissions, or committees. And the city has a strong relationship both with the chamber and with the initiative. And I feel very fortunate that the other council members were comfortable and supportive of me continuing my relationship on your board, on the steering committee for the Siouxland Initiative, and to continue to foster as a liaison the discussions between the city and your organizations.
And a couple of council members have also expressed interest in being involved in economic development. That's great to see because we all know how important it is to grow our community. Some really good news just in the last couple of weeks. My colleague, Barbara Sloniker, the executive vice president of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, announced along with her colleagues at Explore Siouxland that they landed a major farm show.
Correct.
For the Seaboard Triumph Foods Expo Center. Tell us about why that's so important to growing our economy.
I think it's important for a couple of reasons. And I think it's fair to say that as soon as we heard that that particular show was no longer going to be held in Vermilion, that we triggered an opportunity for our representatives to reach out and see if that was an opportunity. I think, number one, it's a great example of the effort that we have in our community to grow and prosper. I think it's also important that it's a driver for activity, community growth in our community. And I think that it demonstrates the significant relationship that we have with the ag sector.
And speaking of the ag sector, value-added agriculture and Sioux Bee Honey, the Siouxland Initiative partnering with the city of Sioux City, and Chris Bogenreef leading the charge as the site selection consultant. Kevin Heiser, the new CEO of Sioux Bee Honey, announced a $100 to $130 million expansion of their facility right here in our community.
I think that this is a tremendous opportunity. It demonstrates both organic growth for the opportunity to work with those in our community that see an opportunity for expansion, but also recognize that Sioux Honey is bringing in 47 positions from Anaheim, California. So I think this is growth, it's development, and I can't congratulate Chris McGowan, Chris Bogenreef, Kevin, and the other representatives of Sioux Honey for their commitment to this community and the growth that we'll experience.
Craig, in the final minute that we have together this morning, thank you again for coming in and share with us what you hope to accomplish in your first couple of years recently reelected to the city council.
Chris, first of all, thank you for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure. I enjoy and appreciate your friendship and your confidence in me as a council member. I think first and foremost, it is recognizing what this community can be. Yes, we have the moniker of SUX, but we need to grow beyond believing that this community can't be something much more significant than it currently is. And my intent, whether it's economic development, quality of life, beautification, and other support in our community, it's to grow, prosper, and develop this community.
And of course, you said a priority is going to be healthcare as well, and I expect that that will be your focus going forward.
It is. Thank you.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Craig Berenstein. Craig is a Sioux City Councilman, served for a number of terms, including a term as our mayor. And then after a respite of a dozen years, did you say, Craig?
18.
18 years, yeah. Between tenures. I can't believe it's been that long. Recently decided to throw his hat back in the ring and was reelected in November, sworn in January. Thank you for being our guest on Grow Siouxland, and thank you for your willingness to put your name on the ballot and serve in elected office. We are grateful.
My pleasure, and thank you for the same.
Don't forget, folks, it's Valentine's Day, so support your locally owned and operated businesses. Go out and find that wonderful gift for a loved one, and we'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday. Make it a wonderful Valentine's Day.